organized and made a man. So when did Jesus establish his first century body? There's a clue for you. First century. This is what? 2,100 years later, roughly. So what Jesus said is that you must place your faith in his death, burial, and resurrection. I'm preaching the gospel to you now. And by faith you come to Christ. Place your faith in him, but it's not just a head knowledge. Most people today just think they go to church. I believe in Jesus. I'm good to go. I'm married, but I don't just believe I'm married. I actually every day act like I'm married, and so does my wife. That makes sense, doesn't it? Yeah. If I didn't act like I was married, what would happen to my marriage? Exactly. Be destroyed. So by faith, you turn, you see who the Savior is, you repent. You turn in your mind towards him. You turn out from the world and its fallen ways and the culture. This is
100%. I've been on that path.
This is entertainment and the broad road to destruction.
Yeah.
And then when God sees a willing vessel and you're willing to place your faith in Christ and repent and lose your life. And that means I need to quantify it. That means come out of your flesh. Your flesh is there to destroy you. So is mine.
Yep.
Come out of the world. Culture is here. Satan, this is Satan's world. He's designed this to captivate your heart and your interest and your love. And then come out of the church system. The Sunday church systems are not teaching the truth of God. They're also Satan's system.
It's very eye-opening.
Yep. Now, they look sometimes like they love God. But Paul says in 2 Timothy 3, they'll have the appearance of godliness in the last days, but deny the power of. Most of those people will tell you, Ethan, right?
Yep.
They'll say, you don't have the power to overcome sin. You're just a big sinner. You're going to sin all the time. Jesus died for you. You're okay. As you live in your sin and Satan goes, I got him.
Right.
But by faith and repentance, you'll be born again. We used to be worldly drunks. We weren't born into this. We came out of the world. And God sees that willing vessel. He'll give you a new heart and a new mind. And then the desires change.
Right.
You don't want to look at porn no more.
Right.
Your flesh does. But your spirit rises up and goes, I can't even enjoy it anymore.
Right.
We used to get drunk. I couldn't even enjoy getting drunk anymore. Because everything's changed. It's like when you're married and you love your wife.
Right.
You don't want to be with another woman. Before, you were chasing women.
Right.
Crazy, isn't it? How your heart and your affections get changed.
Absolutely.
And so faith. Yeah. Faith, repentance, you're converted, being born again. Holiness and obedience becomes your desire. So you study the scriptures and you come out of all of that.
But even the Bible's been manipulated.
No, not true. Let me finish the gospel.
Versions of it.
Okay, let me finish. So then by holiness and obedience is the fruit that you're born of God, not you go to church. And your life conforms to his. How you talk, how you act, how you dress, who you associate with, how you spend your money, how you spend your time.
Right.
That is from your heart.
Because
if you heard me swearing.
I didn't hear you swearing.
But if you heard me swearing, you would say, I don't have a lip problem. I have a
heart problem.
Yeah. And everybody thinks their sin is just on the outside. No, Jesus said it comes from your heart.
Yeah.
And then the last part of the gospel, you have to endure. You don't have salvation guaranteed today. You have the hope of it if.
Right.
You've repented of everything, no willful sin, if you're born again, and if your whole life is striving for his kingdom, not Satan's kingdom. It's only two kingdoms.
Right.
So you're either safe in the ark of Christ, or you're outside of his kingdom, you're in Satan's kingdom. All these people in America, they all think there's like a third middle kingdom. They say, well, we're not where you guys are, but we're not really bad like Satan and those evil people. We're like somewhere in between. And I go, what other in-between kingdom is there?
Right.
There isn't. There isn't. There's only two kingdoms.
Do you believe in purgatory?
Hold on. So, can I answer that?
Yeah.
Your other question first. You said that Bible's been corrupted. The bad translations have. The NIV is terrible. The Message is terrible. There's a lot of really bad translations.
So which one do you recommend?
I like the King James. The New King James is okay, but any of them. The Geneva Bible. I like the older translations. I'm not fond of these newer ones. You have to go to the Greek and the Hebrew.
Right.
Look up the actual root words. And I'll give you a quick example. 1 Timothy 2:9 in King James. It says, women should wear modest apparel. You're a young man. What does modest mean today?
Everyone has a different definition.
Women are walking around half naked, right?
Yeah,
and they think, well, I'm modest because I'm covered.
It's crazy, yeah.
But if you look up the Greek, it means neat, orderly robes. So God put us in robes, put women in robes. He put men in a tunic-like garment all the way back in Genesis 3. So that's just a small example. Here's another one, church. The word church in the King James, I don't like that translation because it makes you think of a religious building.
Right.
The Greek word is ekklesia or ecclesia. I'm not sure which one it is. I think it's ecclesia. It means called out ones. Isn't that glorious?
Yeah.
Called out. And people say, we tell people we're called out ones. They go, called out from what? And we go, the world. our sin. Right. Haven't you been? Well, we just go to church. Mm-hmm. See the difference?
I do.
And so I don't believe in purgatory. That's a Roman Catholic doctrine. Are you Roman Catholic?
No.
Okay. Roman Catholicism, if you study it, came along about the 900s, and they are built on pagan, false, man-made ways. They introduced it Christmas, Easter, Good Friday, Sunday's the Lord's Day. None of that's true. And they invented...
The Eucharist every Sunday.
I'm sorry?
Take the Eucharist every Sunday.
Yeah, and the Eucharist, they believe, is literally Jesus' blood and body, but it's not. It's a symbol of it.
Right.
Yeah, it's a symbol of it. So I believe the Pope is an Antichrist type.
Pope's a scary figure.
He is. You know what I think, Ethan? I really do. I can't prove this in the scriptures, but from what I see in Revelation, it says that the false prophet and his body sits on the city of Seven Hills. That's Rome.
Yep.
They're dressed in purple and scarlet. That's the cardinals. You ever seen them? They're dressed in purple and scarlet. It says they've drank the blood of the saints. They've killed 50 million people over the ages. So I think the false prophet is going to be the Pope in the last days. Does that make sense?
It does.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for taking time.
Thank you. You've been very gracious. I like talking to young men. I like talking to anybody. My website, don'tperish.com, for free.
You got a picture of it?
Yep. And you got a gospel card, right?
Yeah.
Yep. For free, we don't take anybody's money. We support ourselves. We go out. I retired early. We live in our van. We travel the country. We go to these places. And most people don't like what we do. But I like to tell people, the word preach, go look up the Greek. Mm-hmm. It's not a guy in a wooden box on Sunday. You know what it is? It's a public crier.
Wow.
You go into the world. You would never hear this if I stood in a box on Sunday, because you wouldn't be there.
Exactly. So you're out and about.
Right? I'm out and about, and I'm looking for potential sheep.
Yeah.
So if you ever decide to follow Christ, I hope you do, because you're his only...
I believe in Christ. Yeah,
okay. Course,
yeah.
But remember, don't just believe. If you believe, then you have to believe what he did, and then you have to believe he said what he said is true. And then he said, come out of the culture. We had to lose our job, our career. I lost my career. Family, grandchildren. Everyone. In Matthew 10, he said, lose your life. So just believing won't do it. You must lose your life. Are you married?
No.
When you get married, I hope you lose your life in your wife, and she loses her life in you.
That's,
and then
then
you both lose your life in Jesus.
Right. Yep.
Whereas if you go, well, I'm married, but still looking.
No.
But don't do that to God.
Right.
So if you believe in God, your whole life should be a vessel and a temple for him. Does that make sense?
It does. Thank you.
God be praised. I love you. Let us know if we can ever help you.
Yeah, we'll check out your website.
Yep, I got my email. You got my phone number. I love to Bible study, disciple people. I'll take any questions, any challenges. I take any challenges, any questions to help you in your faith to reach that kingdom. All right? You have a glorious day. Thank you. So we're out here in the streets to lift up Christ, because we love our neighbor. We love to talk to people about Jesus Christ and his shed blood, his death, burial, and resurrection for the forgiveness of sin and the defeating of death. Place your faith in it and repent. Turn from your ways and the world's ways. Change your mind. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You'll know the perfect will of God, Romans 12. And then holiness and obedience will be your desire. As you conform your life to Jesus Christ and endure in the faith. What a glorious Savior. Let us know how we can help you today. God be praised.